Jimmy Allen is in the studio with us, and he, if
did you don't say Jimmy Wayne,
I almost did say Jimmy.
That's weird.
I almost did. I really did.
Jimmy Allen.
Jimmy Allen. Jimmy
Reprogram
Allen.
Reprogram yourself.
Jimmy Allen. By the way, congrats on playing the Grand Ole Opry.
Man, thank you so much.
That's like, I don't know that I could.
Dude, it was the most amazing feeling ever. I went from being nervous to emotional to, like, it was weird. Like, cause I've heard stories from other artists about, hey, when you step into the circle, like, you'll feel, like, energy of artists before
and
you.
And explain the circle for somebody who doesn't know.
So the circle, for people that don't know, is a piece of the original Mother Church where it's pretty much the center of the stage where singers go to stand in the middle. So they carved a piece of it out from the original place.
And they put it on the new stage.
And they put it on the new stage
ago.
In the Grand Ole Opry, yeah. So what they do, so that's basically
that's the
like,
same circle that like everybody has stood mm-hmm. on from Hank Elvis to there. Hank Elvis. Sr.
Everybody, yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's the original, Loretta. Man. So like they say when you stand in that circle, you feel something. And I really did. I was like, whoa.
What was it like?
For me, it was, I was super nervous and it was, I felt an energy of, hey, we're here with you.
You know they have an electromagnet under the stage.
Dude, they should.
And they turn it on, and it's like, man, I felt my hair just kind of tingling, and everything was crazy.
It's a Tesla coil underneath
cool,
the stage.
Man,
there's lightning everywhere.
So we played two songs, and then after I got done playing Best Shot, was my second song, I looked around, and like everybody in the building was like standing up
what?
And like clapping.
What?
And I got like super emotional. And I walk off the stage, and Aaron Tippin and Charlie Pride are right there, and they give me a hug and tell me I did good. Because Aaron Tippin, my dad introduced me to country music through Aaron Tippin when I was a kid. The Charlie Pride thing was random. It just so, my Opry debut just so happened to be the anniversary of Charlie Pride's Opry membership.
Wow. Like, what kind of stuff did he tell you?
You know, how he got started and different people that took him under their wings and how his first performance. So it was just cool, man, just to be able to just.
Got to feel good for Charlie, too, because he was, I mean, he went where nobody, he was like mm-hmm. the.
Jackie Robinson
of country music.
Yeah.
He went where nobody had ever gone mm-hmm. before. And now when you look at how much, I mean, from Filipinos mm-hmm. to black people mm-hmm. to Mexican to yeah. everything, it's that now everybody's kind of represented.
Yeah, he was the Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, for I'll tell sure. you this. They sent me, the record label sent me Jimmy's song and his pictures on it. And, you know, I thought about, the first thing I thought was, you know, 50 years ago, they sent out Charlie Pride singles to radio stations with no picture.
Yep.
There were no wow. press shots. The mm-hmm. first three or four singles he had, they sent them out to people with no pictures
now,
of
didn't
him.
Didn't
no
you tell nothing. Us one time, Patrick, that your grandparents went to see Charlie Pride in concert?
Yeah, my like, grandfather went to a concert. They went to see Charlie Pride. He had two hits on the radio, and he was playing, and they showed up. He walked out on stage.
Like,
and they
somebody
all,
got the help on stage.
Seriously, they all stood there just staring at him.
Like confused?
Confused. And he yeah. said, I'm Charlie Pride. And they all went, no.
And then he started singing.
And
they
started
went,
singing
wow.
and they went, okay.
You're Charlie. Pride.
I'm like, but you know what? I mean, that had to be terrifying.
Because I heard rumors that like at first radio station would want him to come in, his first single, and he would, they would say, he was sick, he's out of town, or not.
What? His manager played that game perfect. They like, made him a star, and then they went, oh, by the way, he's black.
He's black. And, like, people don't understand, it takes a different kind of courage to step out in unknown territory, especially at the time when being black, having that permanent tan, was not really good in America, let alone in country music.
Mm-hmm.
And to be the first one, you know, for me, it's just, I have nothing but the utmost respect for him, and
it's gotta like, feel. That's what I was gonna say. It's gotta feel great for him
oh, yeah.
to see the legacy that he started mm-hmm. continue to expand.
And that's what he told me. He told me he's proud of me, and they reached out. They're putting me in. He's doing this this docuseries for a TV station, and they're putting me in it. So I was like, wow.
That's cool, man.
Jeez.
Well, color, you know, hopefully it'll be, you know, one day it doesn't matter and we won't have to deal with any of this kind of stuff.
As we've said for the longest time, you know, it's not going to stop being about color until people stop making everything about color.
Yeah.
The melanin in your skin does not define who you are.
Oh, for
sure. Your self-worth is defined by your character mm-hmm. and your actions.
Tell you what, we won't bring up the fact that you're black if you don't bring up the fact that we're fat. And it's just the way we are. That's how we are.
But we can make the joke, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
We can make,
okay,
we can
yeah,
make
yeah.
fat jokes.
Yeah, yeah. I make black jokes. So.
Yeah, well, you can. I won't do that. I'll
that's
let you
the
do that.
Best kind, though, like when I make black jokes around people that they're not sure. Okay.
Yeah, you're not sure.
Do I laugh?
It's like, hey, yeah.
Or do I?
It's like a bud who is missing legs, and he makes leg jokes. And we're like, he's like, it's fine. It's so great. Well, we'd love to hear Best Shot. Sweet. If you got time, let's do it. Here's Jimmy Allen and Best Shot.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm just flesh and bone, heart and soul, and I've earned a couple scars. I've lived once in a lifetime, kind of things slide right out of my arms. I struck out, I've been knocked down more times than I can count. But that don't matter now, 'cause when you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out of California. And there's no doubt, because of you, I'm not the man I was before you. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, though, 'cause girl, you know I'm not. But I love you with everything I got. Girl, I give you my best shot. You saw a spark inside of me that no one else can find. Your good morning eyes, they give me high, girl, always on my mind. 'Cause when you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out of California. And there's no doubt, because of you, I'm not man I was before you. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, oh, 'cause girl, you know I'm not. But I love you with everything I got. Girl, I give you my best shot, baby. When I saw you for the first time, I knew I found amazing grace. It's like angels singing every time I hear your name. 'Cause when you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out of California. And there's no doubt, because of you, I'm not the man I was before you. When you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out of California. My best shot. I'm gonna give you, I give you my best shot.
And Best Shot. You can get that song. It's available now. You can download that, and we look forward to a full album, I guess, later on this year.
Yeah.
All right.